Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program on environmental topics from southern Arizona and the rest of the world. Joining us today is Nick Henry, director of the Community Food Resource Center of the Community Food Bank. Welcome, Nick.
Thank you.
Tell me something about your job.
I think most people understand this as a food bank. We're really dedicated to fighting hunger in our communities. And so every day we have hungry people in need of help who are lining up outside of our building. And we do our best to provide food for that line of people. Last year, we distributed 30 million pounds of food. But we've noticed something over the last few years, which is that that line really isn't getting any shorter. And that's where my department comes in. We're still definitely in the line of work of trying to feed those who are in an emergency situation. But my department is looking at long-term solutions to hunger. How can we really start to shorten the line of people who are outside the food bank? And so what we do over the last few years is we've thought, well, can we teach people how to grow their own food? And so that has been one of our main strategies. We run a garden program, and folks can come to our workshops and learn how to grow their own food. And that's just a start to the work that we're doing on this issue.
You work with schools?
We definitely work with schools. We work with 30 to 40 schools in and around Tucson. And one of our big projects with schools has been, once we help them get a garden up and running, how do we help them get that food into the cafeteria? Several years ago, we caught wind that there was all this great food that was being grown, and yet the kids weren't allowed to actually eat it in the cafeteria. So we spent several years working on what amounted to be some policy issues at the state level, built some relationships with the Department of Health, and this past year, we had our first schools officially serve food in the cafeteria. And it's been a great experience to see those kids enjoy the fruits of their labor in the cafeteria. They get really excited.
Until very recently, it was not allowed for students to eat food they grew in school garden.
That's right, yeah. There are concerns around food safety. We understand that, and we created guidelines around food safety in the garden. So now all of the schools who want to can get certified by the State Department of Health. They follow a set of rules and then have someone come down and inspect them and certify them. And in doing that, we've worked really hard with Tucson Unified School District. They're really excited. The food service team there has been really dedicated, one of our big partners in making this happen.
You say that the food lines are not getting any shorter, meaning that they are getting longer. How many people in Arizona are at risk for hunger?
Particularly on the kids' side, we have probably one in four, even higher actually, according to a study a few years ago.
Hunger is an issue in Arizona. How many children are at risk for hunger?
According to Feeding America, which is kind of parent organization for a lot of food banks around the country, Arizona is the third highest in the country. We have childhood food insecurity rate of about 30%. Close to one in three kids are at risk of hunger every year.
Could you tell us a little more about the Farm to Child program?
The Farm to Child program is one of the programs in my department, and we work with about 30 schools. We don't have the resources to run 30 gardens, so we work with the teachers, we work with parents, and we do a lot of training around what makes a successful garden. Everything from the organizational aspects to the actual what grows well. In Arizona, obviously, we're in a desert. How to practice water harvesting, how to use compost. So our Farm to Child program focuses on that. And they have been working with the food service staff at TUSD to help create structures to get the food from the garden into the cafeteria.
The Community Food Bank has its own farm.
Yeah, we have a farm. It's an urban farm. And we would call it a community farm because it's really run by the community. It's along the Santa Cruz River, just south of 29th on Cottonwood Lane. And we have about 80 plots there. And those are plots that are open to the community. Folks can come in and take care of one of the plots for the entire season, and they get to keep everything that they grow there. But one of the great things also about the farm is it's more than a farm, really. For instance, recently the city was considering changes to the zoning code, and we were able to host an event for the Planning Commission to come out and see what urban farming really looks like. They were looking at adopting these changes and asking themselves, well, what does urban farming really look like in practice? And so we hosted them, and they were able to come out and see, oh, okay, so this is, there are community plots, there are chickens, there's compost, it all seems to be working well. So really the farm became an advocacy tool for us to help the Planning Commission make informed decisions about how they were going to support urban agriculture in the Tucson area.
Could I just go there and rent a plot?
We have plots that are open right now. We do give preference to the surrounding neighborhood, but if we have openings, certainly the community is welcome to apply for a plot. And you're also just welcome to show up at any time and have a little stroll. It's kind of a nice area, sort of like a park. There's a fence, but you can just let yourself in and chat with people. And it's really a tool for building community. So I would encourage people to stop by and say hello and say hi to our staff as well.
Do you provide equipment also?
We have tools. We also have some larger equipment that helps us each season. We can arrange to till the plot or provide those types of resources that the ordinary backyard gardener might not have.
You're also involved with the farmers markets.
Yes, we run 3 farmers markets here in town. And a lot of people don't realize that it's the food bank that's running some of these markets. We run the Santa Cruz River Farmers Market, which is at the Mercado San Agustin, also near the Santa Cruz River on Congress. And that happens on a weekly basis, every week of the year, every Thursday afternoon, from 3 to 6 in the winter and 4 to 7 in the summer. We run this market and we have approximately 30 vendors will be there. And we also accept SNAP. We were the first market in Tucson to accept SNAP, which is another term for food stamps. It's a great community experience. Part of our thought in running farmers markets is helping folks who are in need get access to fresh, healthy food on the one hand. And then on the other hand, how can we support farmers? We know that farmers are a key to having a healthy food system, and they themselves are in need of support. They need access to markets. They need access to resources. So we've been running that market for over 10 years now, and it's been a great experience.
You also run a kitchen.
We have a licensed commercial kitchen on Main Avenue, just north of downtown between St. Mary's and Speedway. And that kitchen started with a church nearby as basically a soup kitchen. And we took it over in 2011 and have continued to do that part of the mission of feeding people. We put together about 15,000 meals a month. And then a couple years ago, we added a culinary training program. The idea behind that is that we work with folks. It can be anyone in the community over the age of 18 who's had some sort of barrier or hardship in finding employment who are wanting to get into the food industry. We have a 10-week program where they go through 8 hours a day of training. Some of it is in the classroom, but most of it is actually in the kitchen. So they have real hands-on experience in the kitchen, learning how to cook, learning how to prepare, which really prepares them for a job at a restaurant or in the catering business. Students who come out of the program all run through the ServSafe certification program, which is the nationally recognized food safety certification program, which most culinary graduates would not get. So that's something kind of unique to our program.
You also have paid positions available at the farmers markets and the farm.
Right now, we have a department of 20 or so people, but we're short and really in need of a couple great people. One of the positions would be, like you say, at the farm at Las Mapitas, working with the community, doing education, doing outreach, doing organizing to some extent, helping folks stay in tune with their plots, but also really building leaders, because our vision for the farm is sort of like with the experience we had with planning commissioners. We want to train folks who can then become leaders in their community and advocate for changes that really help us in the fight to end hunger. So that's one of the positions. The other position with the farmers market is really to coordinate the markets themselves. So working with vendors, working with volunteers, setting up events at the farmers market. Every week we have some sort of music event or a food demonstration. So really coordinating all of that. And then there's also great opportunity there to work with the group of farmers that we already have who are at the market and linking them to institutions, which is another project. Also, our farmers market team is working on produce brokerage, is what we're calling it. As a food bank, we have a huge warehouse. We have a huge network of trucks who are doing delivery all over southern Arizona. And so we're in a really good position to work with farmers who are needing to get their product distributed. Many of the farmers who sell at the farmers market are quite small, but together they produce a lot. And so what we're doing is linking those farmers up together, aggregating their product and selling it to large institutions. So TUSD would be an example, and TMC, the hospital, has been another of our buyers. Together, those farmers have enough product that we can put it together and sell it to those institutions.
You run a number of workshops at the center. You already mentioned the kitchen workshop. What else is there?
Every season, and by that I mean the spring and the fall, we do 30 to 40 workshops. And those are generally centered on food production. So it's everything from the very basics. How do I design my site when I'm putting in a garden? What sorts of things should I plant? How do I water? How do I transplant? How do I do compost? What are the inputs that I need? Very basic things to seed saving, to food processing techniques like canning or using wild herbs to make teas or other tinctures. So we have a variety of workshops every season that are all free. We ask for a donation, but they're open to anyone. And the idea really is that we're helping folks who wouldn't otherwise be able to produce this really great produce themselves.
Where do you get your funding?
A large chunk of it comes from our community here. Individuals who care about the work that we're doing and donate their time and their money. We also get a fairly large chunk from the government. We are a food bank that distributes food boxes, which is the Emergency Food Assistance Program, and so there's government funding tied up with that. We get also a lot of food donated. A lot of it is government, but we very much depend on the community around us.
You're having your 40th anniversary this year.
Yeah, we've been around for 40 years, and folks have asked us, so are you going to celebrate your 40th year? And in some ways, yes, because you look back, and we've really come a long ways. We started as just a couple people who wanted to get food to those in need, a few more people who are operating out of a garage, to now a huge warehouse in Tucson, and we're covering 5 counties in southeastern Arizona. There is a lot to celebrate, but on the other hand, we look at the problem of hunger and realize that we still haven't ended hunger. And so I hesitate to use the word celebrate. It's a time of reflection. And this year, in our 40th year, we are really thinking about that. What do we want the next 40 years to look like? In an ideal world, we would work ourselves out of a job. We wouldn't even need a food bank. Realizing that that may not be totally practical, we don't expect that to happen, but we want to strive for that to happen in as many ways as we can.
Thank you very much, Nick.
You're very welcome.
To find out more about the Community Food Resource Center's programs and workshops, go to www.communityfoodbank.org. This is Dan Lout for the Weekly Green. Thank you very much for listening.